in the Bible, we learn that there was a great king named David who ruled over his people. And when it was time for him to think about who was going to be the king after he was dead, he had to think about which of his sons would make the best king. And he chose his youngest son. Moms can come too, friends can come too, cousins, aunties, dads, grandpas, good. He had to decide which of his sons, and so he chose his young son, Solomon. And Solomon was very young when he became the king. I'm not sure if his feet could even touch the floor when he sat on the throne. And sometimes I kind of think maybe the crown might have slid down his forehead and covered up his eyes. And he knew that some people thought he should not be the king, that maybe he was too young, that he wasn't the right choice. But he knew that whether he was the king or not the king, the best thing that he could do is love God and honor God and serve God and try to do what God wanted. And so he made it a point to worship God as often as he could. And he had an interesting way of worshiping. In that time, people often climbed up a mountain in order to worship God. So he would climb to a high place and give his worship. One day he climbed and climbed and climbed up a mountain to a place called Gibeon. And it had been a long, hot climb. And then there was a long, long worship service. By the time the worship was over, it was nighttime. So Solomon decided to sleep up there on the mountain. And he lay down and went to sleep. And while he slept, he had a dream. And in the dream, he heard God's voice talking to him. And God said, Solomon, tell me what you want me to give you. And Solomon, in the dream, answered God and said, God, you have been so kind to my father. You made him a great king. You blessed his reign and his people. And now here I'm the king, and I am such a young king. He said, I'll tell you the truth, God. I don't feel like I know what I'm doing. I hardly know which way's up or down or whether I'm coming or going. I'm the king of so many people, and I need help. So, God, my request to you is that you would make me wise. You would give me a mind that understands things so that I could tell the difference between good and evil, so that I would know what's right and what's wrong, so that I could be a good king over all these people. And God answered, Solomon, that is an excellent prayer. That prayer makes me so happy because you didn't pray for yourself to get rich. You didn't ask for yourself to live a long, long life. You didn't even ask for some bad thing to happen to your enemies. You asked to be wise and to understand how to be a good king and how to do what is right. And so God said, because you asked for that, I will happily make you wise, and I will bless you in many other ways as well, as long as you remember to follow my instruction and live in my way. And so Solomon woke up, and it was morning. And he went back down the mountain, and he went home to his palace in Jerusalem, and he had a big feast. He invited everybody to come and eat, because he wanted to give thanks that God was willing to listen to his prayers. And God wants to hear our prayers too, and so we're going to hold hands now and say a prayer. Dear God, we are so thankful for your loving care and kindness toward us. And we hope that you'll help us in the future in those times when we feel confused or too young or like we don't know what we're supposed to do. We hope you'll help us remember to ask you for wisdom, to ask you to show us what we're supposed to say and what we're supposed to do. We love you, and we love your son, Jesus. We want to follow him. Amen.